The Lord is our help and our shield. These devotions are intended for everyone, but especially for military personnel and their families.
Saint Mark brings us this report in the 14th chapter of his Gospel, the 37th verse. Then he returned to his disciples and found them sleeping. Simon, he said to Peter, are you asleep? Could you not keep watch for 1 hour? The title of the devotion is Weary Watchers. Those who have pulled guard duty know the body can get weary and the night can get long. Mothers who have sat in the darkness by the bedside of their sick child know this too. So did the disciples in the Garden of Gethsemane on that dark night. When watchers get weary, their eyesight blurs, their hearing fades, and vigilance slips away. Of what help is a sleeping watcher? In times of war, some who fell asleep at their post were shot. We are God's replacements for the watchmen of old. The Old Testament prophets have been released from duty and transferred to heaven. The same for those who served in the ranks of the early New Testament church. Generations of those who are called to duty and service to the King of Kings have come and gone. We are the ones left. We stand on the front line of the battle for souls. We don't know if replacements will ever fill our slots. We might have to hold the field until the final trumpet sounds. The disciples in Gethsemane were told, "Watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation." They were going to experience things on that night that could shake their faith. We note that not only did Peter deny knowing Jesus, but all the rest except for John deserted him. They should have stayed alert. They should have kept their eyes on their Savior. They stood at a dangerous time. So do we. The Christmas story tells us of the Son of God's arrival as a fellow human. It marked the beginning of a mission that rescued us. There's little chance that we will not notice the approach of the anniversary of that event. Too many people want us to buy things in celebration of it. Nor do we need wait for the arrival of Jesus into our lives of faith. It's happening now through the inspired word and sacraments. Advent reminds us that Jesus said he would physically return. That's what we are to watch for. He commands, "Therefore keep watch, because you do not know on what day your Lord will come." We might learn from the sight that shocked Pearl Harbor on a sunny Sunday morning years ago. They had been warned that an attack might come. They just didn't think it would happen then. December 6, 1941 was a normal day. December 7th was not. The day of infamy dawned. Death rained from the sky. They should have kept watch. So should we as we wait for the dawn of the day of judgment. But not in fear do we watch. We know Jesus will bring us life eternal, not death and misery. Until then, he supports us with power from on high. The prophet reminds us, he gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Isaiah 40:29. We will keep watching until Jesus tells us, "You have persevered and have endured hardships for my name and have not grown weary." Revelation 2:3. We will not grow weary with waiting and watching. We pray, Lord Jesus, you've told us that you will one day return to end life in this world. You have explained that you will bring with you all those who have died in the faith. We will watch for that day, but we will not fear it. You will come as our friend, not as our foe. Amen.
This message has been produced by Wells Military Services. For added devotions or to learn more about our ministry to the military, go to www.wellsmilitary.net. I leave you with these words of Scripture: God's faithfulness will be your shield.